This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A case before the state Supreme Court in Montana tests the boundaries between church and state. Members of a Christian sect known as the Hutterites accuse the public health department of withholding Medicaid benefits because of their religion. Yesterday, the court heard arguments in the case, and NPR's Martin Costi reports from the Capitol, Helena.
Five Hutterites occupied the front row in the Montana Supreme Court chamber on Wednesday. Four women dressed in black, accompanied by a man whose job it was to keep reporters at bay.
No, not at all. Don't bother us no more, please.
The Hutterites are not accustomed to media attention. The denomination comes out of the 16th century Anabaptist movement, which also produced the Amish and the Mennonites, and they tend to keep to themselves. They live in agricultural colonies scattered across the western U.S. and Canada, and historically they've made a point of avoiding unnecessary entanglements with government, even going so far as to opt out of Social Security. But that's beginning to change. Rita Hofer of the King Colony in central Montana says financial pressures are building.
Well, it has been ongoing with the cost of medical care. Medical care is too high.
In 1992, Hofer became the first person in her colony to apply for Medicaid. For nearly a decade, Montana provided the benefit to her and other members of the colony. But in 2001, it cut them off. The state argues that even though the Hutterites are individually poor, their colony is prosperous, and the colony has an obligation to shoulder the costs of medical care. The Hutterites' lawyer, Kent Casting, says that's where Montana has crossed the line.
It's unconstitutional.
Casting says the state has no business telling a religious organization how to run its finances.
When you read the tenor of that case, it's filled with a judicial body attempting to interpret doctrine of a religious group, and that's not permitted by the Constitution.
Hutterite communalism has never been an easy fit with American institutions. Sociologist Donald Crabill has written extensively about Anabaptist religious groups. He says Hutterites renounce private property when they're baptized, and all wealth is held collectively.
This is a communal pattern of living that's completely juxtaposed against American individualism, which focuses on the acquisition of personal capital and personal resources and personal property.
Crabill says this juxtaposition has sometimes generated legal conflicts, both in the U.S. and Canada. Journalist Robert Rhodes spent 6 years living in a Hutterite colony in Minnesota. He says even though Hutterites don't have personal wealth, he would never call them poor. And he says good medical care has traditionally been part of the deal.
The Hutterites always go to the doctor. There's no hesitation about seeking medical care and seeking the best that they can. So many colonies over the years have simply just paid and paid and paid.
Rhodes says it's significant that the King Colony, one of the more conservative colonies, has resorted to Medicaid, and he says it might be a sign of things to come. That's exactly what worries Montana's tiny Department of Public Health and Human Services, as it contemplates the fact that there are another 48 Hutterite colonies in the state. The attorney for Montana, Christine Kilgore-Lannon, says this case is not about freedom of religion. It's just a matter of fairness in an era of spiraling medical costs.
It's very difficult to pay for your health care if you're uninsured, and even to purchase insurance if you're a low-income family, but that's a struggle we're all having. It isn't just limited to members who live in a communal lifestyle.
But whether the state may force a religious community to face the high cost of health care along with the rest of us is a matter that's now in the hands of the Montana Supreme Court. Its ruling is due in the next few months. Martin Costi, NPR News, Helena.